And I just thought what we would have is a fireside chat. How's that? Sounds good. We're going to sing some Christmas songs, read the Christmas story from Scripture, and just rejoice in what the Lord has done for us in sending His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's start off with hymn number 133, Angels We Have Heard on High. Hymn number 133 in the hymn book, Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo. Shepherds we have jubilee, why your joyous strains prolong? Say what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See him in a manger laid, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, with us sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Well, in Luke chapter 1, the Word of God shares with us that the angels appeared more than just once. In fact, in Luke chapter 1, we have angels that appeared before Elizabeth, telling her about the birth of her son. Anybody remember who that was? John the Baptist. John the Baptist. And Elizabeth, she was older and not expecting to have children at all. And an angel came and told her that you are going to have a son, and he is going to be the forerunner of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, that's where we see the angel Gabriel appearing before Mary. Look at verse 26 of Luke chapter 1. It says this: and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. Could you imagine that? I bet she was very fearful. And the angel says, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, and shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's something to rejoice about. His kingdom will never have an end. It'll be forever. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutations of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, John the Baptist. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So Elizabeth was speaking, and an Old Testament prophecy tells us about the Savior that would be born of a woman, born of a virgin, and the exciting news of a Savior. A Savior. And you know, Mary, with the help of the Holy Spirit, conceived, and she was with child. You know, the Bible shares with us, not only did the angels appear before Mary and also appear before Joseph, but we also know that the angels appeared before the shepherds there in the field after Jesus was born. So hark, the herald angels sing. But we also want to look at the next song. It's 140? I got to look. I need a place to put this so I don't close it each time. I'm going to the next song right after The Angels We Have Heard on High. Just a second. Yeah. Angels We Have Heard on High. Now go tell it on the mountain. Here we go. This is good news. Something tell others about. Oh, 134. 1-3-4. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. When I was a seeker, I sought both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, and he showed me the way. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. He made me a watchman upon the city wall. And though I am a Christian, I am the least of all. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. 'Twas in a humble manger that Jesus Christ was born. The God of all creation became a child that morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Then Mary did just that. Listen to her testimony. After she heard all that was about to happen, this is what Mary said. Go tell it on the mountain. She did that. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. That was Mary crying out from the mountaintop, God is merciful, merciful to me and to all of Israel. He hath sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sing the next song. Hark, the herald angels sing. And that's hymn number 135. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, held incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to appear, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hen-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all we bring, risen with healing in his wings. Glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now we face, stamp the image. Second Adam from above, reinstatest in thy love. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. Boy, I think I can almost feel the heat coming from that fireplace. Oh, I love this song that the conquering seed is going to, it said, born that man no more may die. Isn't that exciting? The Savior of the world, that Christ came and died, that death might receive the final blow. The last thing to die is death. Oh, I look forward to that day. Death is a terrible thing. I've had many pass away, loved ones, friends, and death is just not pleasant. It hurts so much, but yet God has a plan, and that's why he sent his son to end death, to end it all, that we might have life, eternal life through his son. Here in Luke chapter 2, look at this. In Luke chapter 2, I don't want to lose my place. Let me put this down here. We're going to go all the way to Luke chapter 2. Drop down here. Chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxation was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Thou didst leave thy throne. Separate sheet of paper. This is my favorite Christmas song. We got the little booklets. If you don't have one, raise your hand. We'll get you one. It's the second song. So you turn over from Old Holy Night, and the second song, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. There we go. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's house there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Stanza 2. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in greatest humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. The foxes found rest, and the birds their nest, in the shade of the forest tree. But thy sod was the sod, O thou Son of God, in the desert of Galilee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that set my people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Then stanza five, you got to go down and read or sing in the refrain, the one below, number five. Here we go. When the heaven shall ring and the at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. Amen. Thou didst leave thy throne. The Lord Jesus Christ came that we might have eternal life. And you know, after that, we know that the disciple, or after the shepherds came to see Jesus, they must have moved out of the out of that manger pretty quickly. Some think that they didn't even spend the night there. When the shepherds found out that the Son of God was born, that there was a place to stay. Israel was very, very hospitable. And for the shepherds to find Jesus there in a stable, there are some scholars that believe, with Israel being so hospitable, that probably right away they had a place for them. They moved them somewhere else. They didn't spend a night in the manger. But it certainly shows us the picture that there was no room, just like there's no room in the hearts of people today for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But they moved into a house, and we don't know how long later. We do know that Herod, after realizing he wasn't going to find the Messiah, the new king, remember, he slaughtered all the infants up to 3 years old, all those that were born during that time up to 3 years old. So some scholars believe that possibly they probably could have moved into a house and been there almost two, maybe 2.5 years before the wise men came. It could have been that long, but it also could have been right away. But in any case, the three wise men came, or rather, brought three gifts. We don't know how many wise men there were, but they brought three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the word of God shares with us here in verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, oh, what did I do here? Seeing as it was told unto them. Okay. And when 8 days were accomplished, that's where I want to be, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days were of purification occurred to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Wow, what a promise that God has given to us. Let's sing the next hymn in the list here. 136, yes, 136. We're having a fireside chat there, Tuck. Join us. Thank you. Hymn number 136.
There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy o'er the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. All the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. In the light of that star lie the ages impearled, and that song from afar has swept over the world. Every hearth is aflame, and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nations that Jesus is King. We rejoice in the light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. Hey, we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
Amen. And of course, next we have Joy to the World. And certainly it is a joy, the Savior that came to die for the sins of the world. Yes, I love this song, Joy to the World. Hymn number 137.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Amen. And then 138, O come all ye faithful.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Then the next song is Born to Die. That's the one Jane sang last night. Well, let's go to 140. But before we go to hymn number 140, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer, as we know that we have a Savior, that he's come on Christmas morning, and certainly someone that we can rejoice in, that we can go tell it on the mountain, that we can tell other people about a living Savior that loved us so much. And the most encouraging thing and the important thing is that, yes, we can go to him in prayer, that he does answer our prayers. He answers our needs. He certainly guides and comforts. Today I went and saw a man that Pastor Storm went to see. His name is Franklin. He's got cancer really bad, and he's in chemo and struggling. I went to see him and his family and brought him some food and prayed with him and read some scripture with him. I don't know what happened, but nobody else knew about this individual except for Pastor Storm. And so Pastor Storm, of course, passed away. He went to be with the Lord, but he didn't tell anybody about Franklin. And so someone in his family that lived out in Pennsylvania called Nancy and asked him, you know, well, what happened? Why hasn't Pastor Storm come back? So he didn't realize that Pastor Storm passed away, and he thought maybe Pastor Storm had something against him or something. I said, oh, no, not at all, not at all. And so I was able to, through contacts, able to go see him. So I'd like to pray for him as well. And certainly they need prayer and struggling, and the family struggling. And so let's just look to the Lord in a word of prayer of some of the things that certainly are heavy upon our hearts. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for coming in Bethlehem of Judea, born of a woman, born of a virgin, that realized that he, without sin, that he can be our propitiation. He could satisfy all of God's righteous demands. A Savior who died for the sins of the world that we might have eternal life. Yes, we should shout that from the mountaintop. Remember what Jesus has done for us and the hope that we have in Christ. We want to bring these petitions before you. I pray for Franklin that you'll comfort his family, that we thank you so much for his salvation and his testimony of eternal life. And I pray that his family that's going through this and the possibility of you losing a father, a husband, a brother, I just pray, Father, that certainly you'll comfort the family and that they too will find faith and in the promise of Calvary and the hope that Jesus Christ has brought to him and the joy of knowing that life is not, or death is not where it all ends, but it, where it begins, a hope that we have in Christ. Father, I thank you so much for Brother Tuck and the surgery that he had. We thank you that he's out of pain, that he's here with us tonight. I thank you for the strength that you've given to him, and I pray that he'll continue to heal, continue to get better. And we thank you so much for the fact that they're here tonight. And we pray for their vehicle that needs some work done on it, that they'll figure out what the problem is and get it fixed and that it will no longer be an issue. And Father, we'll praise you for that as well. Father, I also want to pray for Nancy and her heart that's broken, the loss of this child and the miscarriage. I just pray that you'll comfort the family, comfort Nancy to know that it's for your honor, for your glory, even though it hurts and it's painful. You have a purpose, you have a reason, and Father, I just pray you'll give doctors wisdom to know the situation and make sure that she is okay and that health-wise she'll be strong and healthy, and Father, we'll rejoice in that as well. We thank you for sending your Son, Father, and this time that we can remember the greatest gift of all, the gift that we have of eternal life that we'll share with others. I thank you for the church here in Florence, Arizona, that will continue to be a lighthouse in this community that's dark and lost in sin, to rejoice in what Christ has given. I thank you for the food bank and all the food and the funds that have come in today for next week, that we could be a blessing to those who are in need. And Father, we'll rejoice in that as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Let's sing the first Noel. 140, hymn number 140.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields were they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, their wise men came from country far to seek for a king was their intent, and to follow the star where'er it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. This star drew nigh to the northwest, o'er Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay, right over the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of entered in. Those wise men three, full reverently upon their knee, and offered there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
And once again, there were, we do not know how many wise men there were. It says right here there's three, but that's because of the gifts that they brought, not necessarily how many of the wise men there were. There might have been one, there might have been ten, we don't know. But the gifts were there for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then hymn number 141, It Came Upon Midnight Clear. We don't get to sing these very often. As a young person, my dad had made a full booklet, printed it all out, and a nice little cover on it. And it had all the Christmas songs that we knew in a separate book. And we always sang Christmas songs, you know, during the Christmas season. Sometimes you go to other churches, they don't sing Christmas songs at all. And I always miss it. I always miss it. So we might as well sing them all, because we're not going to get to sing them the rest of the year. So It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, hymn number 141.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babbles down, the blessed angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bent low, whose toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, the glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet voice foretold, when with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendor fling, and the whole world gave back the song which now the angels sing.
You know, it's interesting when you think about Christmas and the Christmas story and all the songs that come about, that sometimes songs certainly enlighten us on some scriptural truth. But every once in a while, they put things in there that just not quite quite what you find in Scripture. Like in this song, at the end, it tells us that the angels sang. But did you know nowhere in Scripture does it ever say that the angels sing? Nowhere. The angels did not sing that night when they announced the birth of our Savior, nor any other time. It never refers to angels singing. But you always think of them singing because of songs and carols like this one. And so, and then also you get the idea of three wise men also in the song before. But we take these songs and we enjoy them. We like to sing them because they remind us of his birth and the Savior. But every once in a while there's a little twist in there that's just not quite right. Let's look at hymn number 142. The next one is the last one. Are there three more? O Little Town of Bethlehem, 142. I Heard the Bells, 143. And then the last one is 144, Silent Night. Let's sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning star, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming that in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Then number 143, I Heard the Bells. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet words repeat, oh, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Though how the day had come, to men, and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth,
goodwill to men. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
That's quite a story to it, doesn't it? Kind of reminds us of today. What? When was it written? I think it probably tells us right here somewhere. No, I guess not. When was it written? Okay. Well, she would get me excited. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yep, exactly. Yep. Yes, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yes. So, Silent Night. All right. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon Virgin Mother and Child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glorious stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. At thy birth, Jesus Lord, at thy birth, silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing.
Hallelujah to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Well, I wanted this to be like a fireside chat. Right here, reading the Christmas story from Scripture, as well as singing all of our Christmas songs in the hymn book, plus one other one, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. But those of you here tonight, as well as those listening on the internet, just want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ came so long ago that we might have a Savior, a Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that we're all sinners. We're all born in sin. And because of our sin, the Bible says we're going to spend eternity in hell because God hates sin. He is holy, he is righteous, and will not allow sin into his presence. So he sent his only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, who is perfect and without sin, who took our place on the cross of judgment, that we might have eternal life. Oh, that you might be set free, that you might realize that you're bound in sin like a prisoner behind a closed door, bound in chains with no hope. But Christ came to set us free, to be our Redeemer, to purchase us from the slave market of sin. This Christmas time will be a perfect time, if you do not know Christ your Savior, to trust in him today. Thanks so much for coming tonight to this fireside chat. Lord bless. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today that we remember the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray if there's one here that's hearing my voice, either through the internet or possibly here in the auditorium, if they do not know Christ as their personal Savior, he could be their Savior, not somebody else's, but their, my shepherd, my Savior. Father, I pray that they'll do just that, that they will not turn their back upon this gift that you have given, but they might accept it, receive it by faith. And Father, we'll certainly praise you for it. Bless us as we head to our different homes. And for all those who are not able to be here tonight, I know they would love to be here. I pray that you'll bless them during this wonderful Christmas season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Merry Christmas. Oh, are they tonight? Okay. Yeah, I bet you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, yes they are. Yeah, everybody, we all get one of these up here tonight. Yes, you're right.